My girlfriend doesn't make me happy.
I resent my girlfriend because she doesn't make me happy.
She's supposed to make you happy, is that true?
That's what I want.
And can you absolutely know that she's supposed to?
No.
That's a recipe for major pain. How do you react when you believe that?
Well, I get angry, and I brood, and I get very resentful.
And how do you treat her when you believe that thought and you feel that way?
I snap at her. I speak to her disrespectfully. Sometimes I wanted her like a little kid. I don't value what she does for me. I don't appreciate her.
Who would you be without the thought that she's supposed to make you happy?
Independent and free.
And happy?
At least happier.
I would go with that. She's supposed to make me happy. Turn it around.
I'm supposed to make me happy.
Now, honey, name three specific ways that you could make yourself happy. Three things that you may not be giving yourself and that you blame her for.
Okay. I would go to more ball games with my friends. I would watch more sports on TV without feeling guilty. And I would not feel I had to have dinner with her sister and brother-in-law every time she did.
Good. You don't have to wait for anyone but you to give you those things. You can take responsibility for your own happiness and give her a break. One way you can do that is to continue to investigate your thinking and set yourself free from believing that your life is her fault. That's where true happiness is found, on the inside. And after that, you need nothing. There's another turnaround.
I'm supposed to make my girlfriend happy.
Yes, for your own sake, just because it's your own philosophy. Of course you can't make her happy. You can't make anyone happy. That's hopeless. But you can buy her flowers, be kind to her, be generous, and take a look at yourself when you think that it's her fault that you're unhappy. You can give her what you would want in your own life. This giving can bring you happiness, and that's what you're seeking from her. If it comes to me to bring a cup of coffee to my husband in the morning, I make the coffee, I take it to him, and I set it down. And if he doesn't want it, I know it wasn't for him anyway. I've had a wonderful time making it, and I was only serving myself. And whether or not he wants it, when he says thank you, I wonder what he's thanking me for. I bring him coffee for my sake, to live out my love for him. Life is a wonderful dream once we understand it. My wife's demands.
My wife makes too many demands on me.
Is that true? Who lives the lie and says yes when he means no? How does she make you do the things that she demands?
I feel I have to do them.
In other words, you say yes to her. And you lie, you give her what you don't want to give. And you hurt yourself when you do that. And then you call it her fault. If you were honest with her, you might even say, I want to do that for you, honey, and the truth is that I don't want to do it yet. And I may never want to. I'm working on it. Or, I don't want to do that. Can we put our heads together and find another solution? There are so many kind and honest ways to say no. But you say yes to her because you believe you need something from her. And you do it because you're afraid that she'll withhold it from you. Egos don't love, they want something. You lie to yourself and to her when you say yes and mean no. You lie in order to get something you want her to give you. So who's more demanding, your wife or you?
I see that. I really do demand her approval.
She could make demands of you 100 times a day, and you could say, I love you and no. And if she said, if you don't do it, I'll leave you, you could say, I understand. And then wait to see what happens. Will she leave? Will she stay? But if you tell her yes when you mean no, you've lost your integrity, you've lost yourself, and you're the one you live with. If you say yes to her, and it's a lie, you lose yourself, sweetheart. And you may lose her anyway. My ex-husband could make any demands he wanted of me, and if it wasn't right for me, I would tell him the truth. I would say, for example, I love you, and I'm not able to do that. I didn't have to tell him the part that it wasn't within my integrity to do that. And he would yell and curse and threaten to leave me, and I would say, I understand that. Often he would say, you'll be sorry. And I would say, you could be right, and I can't do what you're asking. But if I had told him yes when I meant no, I would have lost myself again, and I'm the one I live with. If I had said yes to him, and it was a lie, I would have lost my marriage to myself. And he would be living with a facade of a wife.
So my wife has an expectation or wish about what she should get from me, and she expresses that, and I want her to love and appreciate me, so I fulfill her expectation. If I try to stop that whole cycle, then she could leave me, and that is extremely scary.
Yes, but you've lost her anyway. You're not living with anything but an illusion. You're living with the monster in your mind, the one who will leave you if you don't do everything she wants. You haven't even met your wife yet. You're just living with your story of who she is. It's the story that scares you, not your wife.